Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1485 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider it your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Zig Ziglar, and it is, "If people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you." So our snippet for today is, trust is earned. If you desire people to like you, you need to be likable. In other words, you need to practice the golden rule as found in Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Once you do that, you will have their confidence to listen to what you have to say. That in itself is good, because if what you have to say is worthwhile, then people will like you. Gaining someone's trust goes much deeper. If you wish to partner with somebody or to transact any business, you must be trustworthy. Trust cannot be demanded and should not be initially expected. Trust is earned over time by keeping your words, your commitment, and your loyalty. Yes, trust must be earned over time, but it can be lost in an instant if you prove yourself untrustworthy. So make sure all your interactions are built on integrity, honesty, and truth. So like others and treat them right, and over time you will be considered trustworthy. Here's a passage of what type of person a church leader needs to be, but it also applies to all areas of life. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This is a trustworthy saying. If someone aspires to be a church leader, he desires an honorable position. So a church leader must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome, and not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if he cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? And that's a wrap for today's Wisdom Unplugged quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,484 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.